Welcome to the One Soccer Nation podcast. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Chinny Lou Asher. Chinny is a professional soccer player currently playing in Portugal for Torreense. I hope I said that right. And my sister and I both know Chinny just from playing with her over the last couple of years in with the Jamaican national team. Chinny, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We're so excited to have you on our podcast just to share your journey. How are you and how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm feeling good too. The weather is turning very positively here in Portugal. So I had a nice warm and sunny day today. Thanks for asking.
No, I agree, because the weather is finally like looking a lot better, because it's been just
It's been rain. Like, this is like the most rain I've experienced like having to play in personally. I didn't know Portugal was such a rainy time, but rains and winds have been slapping me here. So just in case anybody needs to know about the seasons in Portugal, you will get slapped.
I didn't think it would rain that much in Portugal, but yeah, me neither.
I don't know. I think my teammates and my staff, they were saying, okay, like, we did get a hella rain this year for like what's normal, but we do get a lot of rain. But like, yeah, like, I have never seen like my boots look like this before. Like, this is how like much rain.
Oh my god,
rain wear. Like, geez, everyone's going through it. But it's sunny now.
So. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Is it hot there? Like, are you wearing shorts and t-shirts now?
It is, yeah. And I think like the reason why everyone loves Portugal weather so much is because like it never gets like too hot. Like right over like the border to Spain, it gets like literally like ridiculous temperatures. Like, I still don't know. I'm still like a Fahrenheit girl, but like it'll be like 100s. Then Portugal will just be here sitting and like cooling on the side of the Atlantic. Like, we're cooling over here. Y'all can keep it, but we like Portugal doesn't get like crazy hot.
Yeah,
I think like it kind of like stays that mellow. It doesn't get super cold either, so that's why people kind of like rock with the weather here.
Okay.
Sorry if you hear anything in the background. My roommates are watching Champions League. I don't know if y'all heard that, but
I was really just watching that. That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah. But could you just start off by just telling us what age you started playing soccer and why you chose soccer as your sport?
Sure. I started playing, I think, when I was like 9, and I definitely got into it because my dad plays. He's one that's Jamaican in my family, and played in college in the U.S. and then kind of forced my brother to play just culturally. Those are the vibes. And so I kind of just like watching them play in the backyard and like would always want to join them. So I kind of like started just being like a training dummy. And then, you know, got on a little rec team, little co-ed thing. And then just, you know, then my dad started to train me, and then I kind of stayed with it. I just really loved playing, I guess, and he said I was pretty coordinated for a kid and, you know, could pick things up and all that. So,
that's funny. When we were younger, we were so, like, uncoordinated.
I mean, he's, you know, Jamaican men just rarely give out compliments like that. He said that from the jump. I was like, okay, I don't really know what that looks like, but I'll take it.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's funny, because I feel like if we didn't play soccer, like, I feel like I would still be a little uncoordinated.
I feel like I still am a little uncoordinated.
Oh no, I thought I did something.
Oh,
How was your recruiting process? You know, why did you choose to commit to the University of Purdue and then transfer to University of Louisville?
Yeah, the recruiting process for me was a struggle. It was a miserable time. Yeah. Did not enjoy it. Also, because I just had parents who, you know, they're not American and definitely don't know about like women's sports and college and things. So I kind of was just out there not knowing what to do and not on the best club team or like most competitive one. And yeah, so I kind of just winged it. I don't recommend it, but I, yeah, I actually was also going back and forth between track and playing, between running track in college randomly. Oh, wow. And playing footy in college. And so I actually like really committed to playing soccer in college, like my junior to senior year high school, so extremely late.
Yeah.
And I got seen at a, I kind of stopped like emailing schools because like, gosh, girl can only take so much like, you know, left on red, but like email version, you know, like, and yeah, so I kind of was like, well, I can maybe walk on to a team, or like I had a couple more showcases left, like tournaments, and then I got seen by the Purdue head coach my senior year of high school, and he was like, oh, this girl's probably committed, but like let me just give them a call and why not vibe. Yeah. And I'm like, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Please. So that's, I was like literally looking them up like while I was on the phone with them. I was like, Big Ten, like what's that? Ooh, that's good. And like that's a good academic school. Okay. And it's away from Maryland. Need to do that. So that's where I went. And then I played 3 seasons there. Then I was on kind of like a weird scholarship situation. So just kind of like financially and other circumstances, like with the program, with like the staff and all that, like I needed to transfer. And I had an or my club coach knew the coach at Louisville and kind of like made a connection there to see if they would be interested. And they had a lot of injuries for their senior class. So like it was just me and another senior. It was actually kind of funny. When I went on my official visit, when you like stay overnight, everyone thought I was a freshman. Oh, and wow. I was like so quiet. Or like they didn't think I, you know, and I was like just kind of came in like just like a sunflower, like a I don't know, dandelion, just kind of like popped up in the summer and was like just there for fitness. And I was like, yeah, I'm a senior. Like, oh, okay. It's so quiet. Like, yeah. So yeah, so I played a season there, and then had another academic year at Louisville, and tapped out.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I always heard like how Louisville is like what a really good like university soccer wise. Like, mm-hmm. And my sister and I also had like a similar experience. Like we were committed like super late, like junior year, senior year.
Yeah.
Like, what was like the like biggest difference that you noticed like between like Purdue and Louisville like soccer wise?
I think like one thing about University of Louisville is that as a school they're like athletically dominant, and like that's just like the culture. The facilities are so impressive. Like each team is like, we're all good, so you know, what are you bringing to the table? Like that was kind of the environment. It was a bit more like, honestly, a little bit more like professional in that way. And I also like, I went to Louisville the year that, or like Purdue was kind of like, I don't know. I think the biggest difference was like the difference in the league or like in the conference, because Purdue was in Big Ten. And then when I went to Louisville, they had just changed to ACC, which is like a whole different ball game. Yeah. I learned. Hello, Florida State and everybody else. So I think that just felt like a level up in a way. And then Purdue just felt like, I know Big Ten has changed a lot now, but definitely at that time it was like Big Ten, like all caps. Like I gained muscle, gained weight. Like you kind of had to like literally power up to survive and, you know, learn how to like, just kind of, it was just a very physically dominant like experience there compared to ACC felt like more football.
Okay, yeah, I could
I'm sure that's changed, but
well, I could definitely like understand it because like playing in the Big Ten with Maryland, like it was definitely more like dominant.
Yeah,
watch like ACC with like Florida State or UNC, right? UNC, like
it's, yeah, UVA. Yes. A little bit more like finesse.
Yeah. It's more like skillful, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, give or take.
Yeah, give or take. I definitely like to see that. But like, was there like a big lesson that you learned just like throughout your college experience?
I'm sure there were plenty. Absolutely. I think one of the biggest lessons would be this is a little bit sorry, I lost some words for a moment because I'm trying to pick. There's actually a couple, but one that I'm thinking of is I think about like my favorite year in college was my freshman year. And I feel like, I don't know if that's normal answer for most people because you're kind of like the baby deer sometimes coming in, but that year one, I was like so naive. I didn't grow up watching like women's soccer. I didn't really know anything, and like I just had this huge idea that like that level was way like eons away from me, and I just kind of came in very humble and be like, you know what, I'm just gonna come in, play, like, you know, I'm probably not going to play because I'm a freshman. Like, that's certainly how that works, right? Like, and I just kind of came in with no expectations and just more like freedom. And I balled out like my freshman year, like in a very good way. And once, like that is something that even like throughout like my professional career, like that energy is something that you want to try to like cultivate and keep with you, that like freedom to just play like without expectation is a very like freeing thing. It's a like skill or ability or something that you want to like nurture and have. Because I then like my sophomore year, that was like I had like a sophomore slump year coming off like a freshman high, because like I kind of had like more expectations or more like pressure and maybe like a little arrogance too. And, you know, I didn't like, you know, I stayed at, on campus over the summer, and I just kind of like, you know, I kind of like lost that edge, that creativity, or that, you know, it's kind of that freedom, or I don't know if that's what it was, but, and then going into, Louisville, I kind of tapped back into that, I guess that like freshman spirit to like really honor myself as a player. And I had a good season, like when I transferred. So I think that would be something.
No, I get that, because I feel like even my freshman year, like you just kind of go in not really like knowing what to expect. So you just, okay, I'm gonna just do what I can, and then like as the years goes on, it's just more pressure. It's more like, am I gonna start? Like, what is the coach thinking?
Right.
You're like more harder on yourself, and you just put all these pressures on yourself, and you just forget like let me just play. Like I did this before. Like
right. Let me just put the ball on my foot and relax. Yeah,
I feel like people even still like struggle with that. Like,
yeah, I still have to catch myself often. Like, yo, relax.
Yo, yeah, I definitely like relate to that.
Yeah, like I feel like as you get older, you kind of like train yourself to like work through those pressures. But I feel like, like back when I was younger in college, I remember like putting a lot of pressure on myself and like making sure I didn't let like the coach down or let anyone down. But I realized, like, you know, you train for this, you know what to do. So like just don't think about it. Just play. I feel like
yeah, you
play your best. So I definitely yeah. God, as you get older,
gets harder. You hope. I still have to catch myself for real. A lot of it is like kind of being like a little, not like arrogant, but you just have to really like just believe in yourself, you know, like not just like believe, like, cause not saying that's corny, cause you really should believe in yourself, but like, you know, there's some people and they come off annoying, but like they just really bet on themselves.
Yeah,
you know, and like it's just that you just have to have that energy that like at the end of the day just okay, like you're yeah. here, bet on yourself in these moments of the game and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes you have to be delusional and just tell yourself like I'm
just a little bit
I'm the best,
right? I am that one.
No, literally, yeah, like that's how you're gonna survive, like amongst like people that are like all at the same level as you, like it's just yeah. all about, like your confidence. I feel like that's mm-hmm. what's always gonna take you to the next level.
Yeah,
that's definitely facts right there. But just like going back to like your college experience, like how do you feel like your college experience like prepared you to play professionally? What adjustments did you like have to make?
I think like, well, I know everyone's college experience is different. I think I don't really feel like I developed too much in my college experience. Like I went to, like if you go to UNC or I don't know, just using some of those examples where like they, or Florida State, or like they really focus on like development. Like, I don't really feel like I was much prepared. It could have just been my personal experience, but I kind of felt like I did a lot of my like development, like on my own. And with my dad, can't forget him. Let's not forget. Cause we would train. And, you know, I'm really blessed to have him that he actually has a good footy brain and can like look at my things and be like, hey, you know, this needs to be better. And I think maybe I've kind of got lost in like as a number in some of the programs, even like at like the youth level. So I kind of feel like I just kind of grew with the level that I went to. Like right out of college, I had an opportunity to play Champions League with a really random team that was pro, but that was my first pro contract and they just needed someone for the tournament. But I got to see like PSG play and I'm like, okay, how are we doing? Like, you know, going against Christian from Brazil, like, okay, like we can hang, you know? So I kind of like at each level had to really be introspective and be like, okay, how are we measuring up? And just, you know, kind of keep pushing my level. You know, I'm always trying to get better at something, even like right now. So
yeah, I feel like you're just constantly growing, like in the soccer world you're constantly growing because you're in different environments. You're gonna face mm-hmm. different things. You're gonna have to adjust like style of play, you know, in like
definitely and you can't be stubborn about it either, because yeah. like I've definitely seen a lot of like teammates that kind of show up and be like, well, I'm this, and like I refuse, you know. And I'm like, okay. You know, like you have to be like adaptable and be open enough to see like, okay, I'm here and I'm not very good at this, and I'm not gonna take personally because I could just get better at it. You know, or things like that. So
no, yeah. I even feel like learning to adapt to different like playing styles helps you like be more of like a versatile player. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like when I was in France, I feel like it was more like ticky-tacky, like fast, mm-hmm. Like a lot, like it was just a lot faster game than Denmark. And here it's just like more calm play, like, you know, just mm-hmm. a lot more calmer. So it's just like me having to transition to that. It was hard in the beginning, Because then I was getting frustrated sometimes, but I'm like, wait, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, like we could just relax, maybe.
Yeah, I don't have to be playing so fast all the time. I don't have that start coming at me as I did before. Like I could just relax. So that kind of I had to transition to when I came to Denmark. So yeah, I understand.
Yep.
So like you definitely have a lot of experience playing in different countries like Sweden, Norway, Colombia, in the US, and now Portugal. Like what was like the major like differences you noticed just like on the field, like playing styles?
I would say that, like definitely like culture, like footy culture. I think one of, or like, I love Colombia. It's one of my favorite like professional experiences, like from the quality of like the sessions, quality of players, like fan experience, like all things. I just chose the perfect season to go, and I think unfortunately I don't think like the league has like duplicated that season, because I think they put a lot of money for like the first season that it was professional and brought a lot of players, but that was like so vibrant, and like, you know, everyone is like doing games before training and things after training, or like everyone's, you know, like wanting to play and like just has like a different type of like passion, in addition to like it being their professional job, you know. And then going to like Norway and Sweden, where it's like very more like reserve culture, but still like very like disciplined and very like clean and professional, and like you know, so like just kind of like that, it's very interesting to see like the environments. It was also interesting because obviously like I grew up in the US, and in that like youth system one could stay, even though like it was really just playing with Jamaicans every Tuesday and Thursday with my dad, like 20 minutes down the road at the middle school, but that's okay. But like even in college, like I've obviously like I know that environment, but going overseas and then coming back to the NWSL to play was like such a culture shock to me. And I'm like, who do I think I am? Like a foreigner, you know? Like, why am I so not like triggered, but like I think one, and you guys know, like having like our national team and then experiencing like a football culture outside the US that's like a bit more rich, and then coming back, for me I was like, oh, it just wasn't as flavorful.
I was like
I feel like I've been spoiled, but that's okay, because there's also the other good elements of like the US where like the professionalism is, the standard is always up here. Sorry, I'm out of the camera. And like, you know, so that just like influences everything, and like resources and just those expectations, like, you know, that makes like an incredible training environment. I think when I was there, like that was like the best shape that I felt in, and I, you know, wasn't getting the most minutes either. So that speaks to like, as just like the quality of the environment there. So a lot of different things.
Well, that's fair. Cause I feel like even in the US it's, I don't know. I feel like the US, playing in the US in Europe is like, it's very different. Like, I just feel like it's like culture, like just in like being in that environment, it just feels different. Even though I've never played like professionally in the US, but like just
it's not that much different except for like the level. Which was like another thing that I was like, okay, like this is familiar. Got it.
Definitely like a major like difference. Like, but did you notice like any major differences between Europe and the US like off the field? Like,
yeah, for sure. Like lifestyle, the pace is way slower and way more, dare I say, like human, like overseas.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Sweden, like people went on break for like a month. Like that was like thing. It's like, oh no, like you won't be in the office like in June. And I was like, all of June? They're like, yes. Like, okay, respect, you know, like, yeah, I think lifestyle is like, I think, and that's some people, something that a lot of people appreciate in Europe. Like, it's kind of like that lifestyle, the pace of things is a bit more like human, a bit slower, but still like, I don't know, still like good quality, you know, you don't like really drop in the quality, you just, I don't know, a bit more like grounded.
Yeah. I understand that. I feel like coming to Europe, it has helped me like just enjoy life. Like, I feel like,
yeah,
before I was just so focused on getting this done, and not really
right.
Trying to relax, go sit outside, get a coffee, just like, you know,
yeah.
I feel like I've learned to do that so much more since coming here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like the European lifestyle way better than the US, because like
it's like, nice. Yeah, it gets you like appreciate like, you know, I don't know, not like connection, but just like the whatever those smaller things are to you.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, okay, actually, like I will go and just like sit in the park for like a little bit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, okay, like I'll try it out too. Okay, yeah. I see why everyone's doing yeah. it. Like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice, especially when the weather starts warm. Everyone's literally outside. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's
outside, like,
and it doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah,
it's like that be the thing that like motivates me to go. When I was in like Norway, and I would see like these like senior, you know, citizens like just marching out there and like just get like an ice cream cone or something. I'm like, ah, you know what? You guys are enjoying the outside. I'm gonna do it too.
Literally, like every day, I'm always seeing older people like. Their groups that like they have their little jogging groups, and I'm like, I'm wondering how I'll be doing that one.
Possibly.
That's funny. No, it's so
for
nice.
Sure.
Go ahead, sorry. No, I'm done. I was just saying, like the other day, I went for a bike ride to the bakery, and
okay, bike ride. Slide that in there.
Older people, and like, you know, like the bikes where they're like hunched over like that, like the competitive, I don't even know what that's mm-hmm. called, like
I don't know either, but I know what you mean.
They were literally like just blowing by me, and I was there dying because it's uphill and they were just blowing by me. I was like, wow, like
yo.
It's kind of
dang
funny.
I'm like not a good biker, like, so I feel you. I would be in slow lane if there is one.
No, me neither. When I first way older than me, and they're just doing this for like, this is what they do for a living. I was like, wow, like
moving.
They're moving. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. I'll be like that one day, maybe not. No, like when I first came to Denmark, they gave me a bike to, like, get around places.
Oh,
and when I first started riding this bike, I forgot how to ride a bike. I totally forgot
for
how
real,
to ride
though.
A bike.
Yeah.
It took me, like 20 seconds to, like, relearn.
Right. They're like, it's just, like, riding a bike. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it in a while, you're like,
wait. I just felt so
especially in Denmark. Like, isn't it like everyone has a bike there?
Yeah.
Or something. And like you have to like really like check your shoulders. So
you
don't
gotta do hand signs, everything. I don't do the hand signs. I don't have time.
I was gonna ask. Can we get a demonstration of the hand signs?
I just turned, but
okay. Okay, please don't curse yourself for your bike ride tomorrow or whenever you're gonna
I always look
talking about I just turned. Okay.
I just look before I turn. I look before, but you know.
That's actually really funny. I honestly felt like that too when I first started riding the bike. I was like,
yeah.
I was actually kind of scared, like
for a moment. I had to like the lady had to show me like, you know, you get on the bike like from the middle of it.
Hmm.
I was just swinging my leg over from like the seat. And she was like, you know, it might be a bit easier for you. I'm like, thank you for your kindness, because you could have fried me for riding this bike. You have to get me straight and speed in.
Do they do a lot of bike riding in Portugal? Like, is that a thing?
No, because there are so many hills in the country. Well, that's probably not why, but that's, I mean, for me, that's why I would never think to get a bike here. Lisbon is like, check your pulse.
Oh, wow.
Because you will be marching, feeling like a mountain goat sometimes.
That's crazy. That's how I felt like the other day when I was riding up that hill. I was like, oh my God. I just got off the bike and started walking with it because I'm like, I can't do this.
Yep. I'm quick to do that.
That is so funny. But you did mention how you have like Champions League experience. Could you just like talk about like what that felt like for you and like how, or just how you felt in like in that moment?
Yeah. It was definitely like a googly eye experience. And I was also like, this is pretty cool for my first experience, like just as a pro. But yeah, I mean, we played Verona, the FC Verona, an Italian team. So like the PSG game, like that was like so many things for me, because they just had so many ballers on that squad. And we played them like home and away. And so when we went there, it was, oh, I was like, wow, this feels nice. Or and I think since it was so early in my career, like I didn't really get that like build up, because I was just kind of still in that winging it mindset. And I didn't really like, I don't know, I just kind of like went through the experience and kind of looked back. I was like, whoa, you did that. And on to the next. but it was really cool, and I think it was like so important for me to like see what the like some of the best like footballers were at that time, and then also like look at myself, be like, okay, like you up here, like all right, we're good, like let's keep going, there's things to improve on. But like it was a nice like checkpoint for myself. Yeah.
Did you feel like it kind of helped you see like, oh yeah, like I can play at that level for sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Not in like an arrogant way, because like, you know, but it definitely made me feel good. Like I kind of feel like I never really had any mentors or like any role models or any like coaches really to be kind of pushing me or like showing me like where I can go, or like I don't know, giving me any direction or any path. So I kind of was like, it was definitely important for me to get that like feedback that that I'm okay and not out here just like looking like a hot mess, you know, and thinking of everyone. Ooh. But yeah.
So you have about like over 10 years of experience playing with Jamaica. How do you feel that has like shaped you as a player or impacted?
Ooh, boy. Yeah. There have been so many chapters in that decade, which is crazy to say. Yes, there's been so many chapters, highs and lows for sure, because that's football. But I think like I'm the most grateful for it, because or just it gave me like that international like stage opportunity to always kind of like represent like my football, and you know, showcase myself and play against, you know, some of the best teams in the world with our conference, but or our region. But so there's that. I think it's also shaped me. I mean, my football is 100% like has been rooted in like my Jamaican heritage. I'm, you know, I have multiple ethnicities from, you know, my parents, but like my football is definitely Jamaican. That's where I learned how to play, like in that community. So that playing with the team and like has been like a home also, which is like a rare space to have, like as a woman, as a Black woman, and playing like in this industry and having that like space that you can kind of lean into has definitely been like a blessing throughout like a career where you're overseas and you can kind of feel isolated, and having that like community has been like incredible. And yeah, I mean, and it's obviously shaped my career because we've made some groundbreaking things. So that's just like a plus, on top of like the other things. So yeah.
What would you say is like your favorite memory?
What is my favorite memory? That's a good question.
Yeah, you probably got a lot of stuff to think about.
Dang, I'm like flipping the pages right now. I think, geez Louise, I don't know if this is, it's going to be hard to think of a favorite, but the ones that are coming to my mind are from our first World Cup. I started the game against Italy. Like that moment will just be forever like etched in my heart because my family was there.
Yeah.
That is always like a recipe to Chinny having like maybe not like her best game like on site, but like I always play my best when my family's there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but so just having that and seeing them there and the crowd and like the moment was just like very, I don't even know what adjective to give it, but it felt very like triumphant, maybe, and very like special to share that with the people that helped me get there for sure. I think I also really enjoyed our trip to Korea. That's more recent, but like it was just like a really fun camp for like it's like one of those like classic example of like sisterhood that like I don't think a lot of like teams and national teams like experience the way that we do, maybe in other regions of the world. We don't need to name them because people probably get where I'm going with this, but it was just like that like sisterhood dose that I needed like at that time too, and just like a really warm country, just reunited with like your teammates and sometimes best friends, and we didn't win, but Rhea was deservedly balling us that camp, and I could have taken some notes, honestly. But yeah,
I feel like South Korea, like it's so, that's like so such a different place like to be in, like
right. I have to like literally do this when I saw the email about it. I'm like, excuse me. Yes, thank you. Random, but we'll take it. Yeah. And they also had like, we had fans there.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, we had like a fan section. Like, it just, someone made shirts and it was just like a vibe.
Oh,
like, what the heck? South Korea, what?
No Korea.
Didn't know y'all had love for us.
No, who like, would know that? Who knew Korea love? South Korea love.
Literally. And there were some Jamaicans in the stands. Like, I think there was like a base, an army base. I don't even know where they came from, but. We appreciate you.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Was there like another country that kind of stood out to you, like throughout just playing with the Jamaican national team?
South Africa.
Oh, wow.
100%. Yeah. And like, I think that's the only country. I'm trying to think. No, we played Nigeria in a friendly, but that was in Houston. That was the only like black country. I don't know if that's correctly, politically correct, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that was the only country that was like predominantly black that we've been to. And like that was, we didn't get to do like so many things, you know, for being a South Africa, but like they treated us like family. And that was like so like heart feeling to experience. And even like after the game, like we took like a huge like a picture with both teams and like mixed the players up like every other one, you know. It was just like vibes. Yeah. And it just felt different, you know, like and they're also a really good team, and you know, like it was just different vibes there. Even like when they were like singing to like enter the stadium, I was like, okay, we're about to play y'all, but like I'm with it, you know. Enjoying the song too, so
yeah, that's cool, because I feel like South Africa, that's on my list to travel to.
I want to go back to.
I've just seen so many videos. It's just so pretty. Like, I have to.
Yeah.
I want to go on, like, this.
Also, park. Like, in the Mapiano, like, bubble right now. So, I don't know if y'all listen to that, but I've caught the fever. Not the feet yet, but we're going to work on it for.
No, but definitely, Mapiano has definitely gotten a lot, like, popular because of, like,
yeah.
I love TikTok and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I like the music. It's like, it's just like, I don't know.
You know, like you just can't help it. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Then the beat drops. You're like, all right.
Okay. Yeah. You're not staying still. Like, something's tapping. Like.
Right.
It's so funny. But it's like, do you have any other like goals or aspirations that you want to accomplish like before you end your career?
Not like specifically. There's a couple of places I'd love to play. Like I really want to go to Japan.
Ooh.
Really bad. That would be amazing. And I want to go to another like Spanish speaking country and really just get my Spanish like 100%. Yeah, that's not the only reason why. I'm sure like I would also enjoy playing there, so like Mexico or Spain, even though I don't like the list there. I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
I think Japan or some place in like that region would be epic, and then some other place where I can like also just master the language. It did not happen in Portugal, guys. Like, I am embarrassed, slightly ashamed, but like I am still at 0% Portuguese. And
is it not similar to Spanish? It's not similar at all to Spanish.
So it is, and like for that reason, like I can understand like a good chunk of it. Like I can get the gist. But like European Portuguese is different than Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh.
And the Brazilian Portuguese is like suave. Like I understand that much better. And I bet if that is what they spoke, I'd probably be speaking it right now. I don't know why my heart has been so close to European Portuguese.
But yeah.
It literally, it's like a mixture of like Spanish and like Arabic and like French, like how it sounds.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've just never been motivated to learn it. So bad. But I just speak Spanish. That's what I do. And they are also a very stubborn like culture too. Very not stubborn, but like, yeah, they don't really like it. But I'm gonna speak Spanish because you're gonna understand it more than my English. So.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Go ahead, Kate. Oh, I was gonna ask, like, do they offer like tutoring or like classes, like for
I'd imagine some do, not my club, but there are some like footy based like language like online schools. Like some of my teammates like take. I just didn't. So.
I feel you because like
I can't even make excuse for myself. Like that's just what happened.
I get that. Because, like, even in France, even though I have like a French background, like my French could definitely mm-hmm. get a lot better. But I just don't want to do the classes. I just rather learn.
It's just, it's just a no, right? Like we'll get it. We'll get what we need. Certainly. Yeah.
I just feel like my issue is communicating. So the more I communicate, the more.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand. So.
Mm-hmm.
What were we saying though? I don't remember. I lost my train of thought. But I don't understand what they say in Denmark either. So I understand, and I am not learning the language either because it sounds like gibberish.
I don't even know what it sounds like.
You either, so. Honestly would be like, what are they saying? Every time they speak, I'm like, oh my, like the fact that this is a language is like amazing to me.
But, wow.
It's amazing. But yeah.
Mm.
But has like the language barrier kind of like like caused like you like any like struggles just in practice or communicating with the coach, your teammates?
Not really. I think like the only experience was like my very first pro experience, and I was playing with a team in Kazakhstan, and which I did have to look on the map just to remind myself where that was. And they speak Russian there.
Oh.
Well, they also speak like Kazakh there, but I think everyone pretty much spoke Russian, and I was like, okay, I don't got this. So that was like the first time, or like it was the only time it was like a struggle because no one spoke English. I did get an English speaking teammate like a little bit later, but like I was playing in the middle, and also that culture was a bit more like cold, literally and figuratively. And so I definitely had that like trial period where I had to like show my stuff, you know, to like gain a bit more like footing, like with my teammates and things. So it was a bit of a struggle at first. They eventually enjoyed me, so it became okay.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere else, like in Colombia, like I had a decent like base of Spanish, and they're always helping me, so that was never an issue. And then the other countries, like they speak English better than I do in Norway and Sweden, so I'm like, okay, definitely not gonna learn these languages. And then here there's like a lot of people that speak English or like went to school in the US, and then our coach also speaks English too, so
okay.
So it hasn't been too bad.
Do you have a lot of internationals on your team?
We do now. Like, now we have, I think, 5 American players.
Oh.
We picked up some, like, players at, like, mid-season. But, like, they have we'll have, like, an English meeting, like, for film. But I did graduate myself. So I, like, understand a decent amount. Yeah. A lot of it was like because I just couldn't do the 2 meetings, but I do like understand,
mm-hmm.
like at least like the football stuff. A lot of it's like you can figure it out.
Yeah,
you know? Like there's a board also. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
I get context. What we're saying. Yeah, literally, context is a big help.
I feel like I do the same thing like in France because like I'm the only international. Nobody really speaks English on my team. So like using context clues like takes it a long way, and like I feel like in the beginning it was kind of a struggle because like I said, like me, like I could understand, but like talking is kind of what I struggle with. So like one-on-one, I was okay, but like in a big group, like it was just, it's like too much to like focus.
It's too much. But honestly, like, I don't know if you experienced this, but I like having like a cop-out, you know, like I can just close my ears because you guys know that I don't understand.
Yes.
I'd be pressing that button with the quickness. I'm like, and I'm out. Like,
I literally like
got it.
I literally be in my own world. And like one time my teammates were like, oh, you have a joke. I was like, I wasn't listening. Sorry. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. And they're like, oh yeah. I'm like, whew. I'll have to repeat that.
And then she responded, yeah, I don't blame you. But like it's just like it's just a lot. So I just get him. I'm just in my own head, in my own zone. But yeah, I definitely can relate. That happens all the time. It's funny, but it's a lot better now. So communicate a lot better, guys. Well, if you need the French tutor, I could tutor you. No, I'm joking. I don't think I
can. Possibly. Okay. Maybe not. Take that back.
Maybe like after another year I could tutor somebody. Maybe after another year.
You can tutor her. You can teach her the basics. You know how to say why, thank you, how are you.
Yeah, but like you need to know more than that. Like you need to know the grammar, like the avoir, le être, like all that.
Okay, she just wants to know how to speak it. She don't want to know all that.
It's all right. Like, prefer to be an expert before I try to teach somebody. You know? I prefer to be an expert. But yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Well, is there, you know, any advice that you could give to future aspiring professional athletes?
Yes. And I would say that like the best like relationship that you'll have throughout your career is the one that you have like with yourself and your body, and to like really take time to like, you know, train your mind and your body so that you're on the same team. Like you don't want to like the voice in your head is like literally the most important voice in your entire life. And especially like as an athlete, like sometimes you don't even notice like the things that you're saying to yourself. And you're also saying that to your body too, you know, like both things are very much connected. So I would always like suggest doing the things to kind of train those and explore those. And like listening to your body also. Everyone has a different language of it. So make sure you're on the same team.
No, yeah, I like that point. I feel like you really have to train your brain to be positive, even in them like negative situations when you think you're cool. Like you just have to train your brain to kind of like forget about it and just go on to the next.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's some good advice right there.
Being like mentally tough for sure.
And I guess even just figuring out how your mind works too, you know.
Yeah, everyone is different, like it needs different things.
Yeah that's a good point.
But yeah, so like that's all the questions we have today. Thank you for being on the One Soccer Nation podcast. We're just
very thankful
to share your journey. So yeah, thank you. Thanks again. Yeah.
Always love chatting with gals. Thanks for having me.
It was also nice just hearing your story because there was like some things that we also didn't really know about you. So it's cool.
Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot.
Jeez. Oh, well, you're welcome, I guess.